We are joined here in the media center with the current Top Fuel number one qualifier, Leah Pritchett. She reset the national laps time record of 3.640 at a speed of 330.63. Leah, talk about that last pass.
It was absolutely incredible. For one, we've looked forward to this night session for a long time. I think everybody has all year long, knowing that Brainerd, this track, the surface, the conditions, what NHRA is able to do to it, lays down the groundwork for us to pull out the most power possible. And that's what this Papa John's team did. They have been working tirelessly at finding small amounts of power here, there, and everywhere. And to be able to put it on the track tonight was incredible. We had that first pass with the 67, which I've never experienced a pass like that before, where I knew something was wrong on the burnout. It just jackhammered me on the burnout. I was like, okay, this run's gonna be something else. And it was. I got to half track, and it was like I saw from one groove to four grooves. The entire car was like, I thought it was going to implode, but we kept pulling, so I stuck with it. So it was a 67. So it ended up being a tire issue that we had, but we obviously fixed that. Came out there. Todd says, you know, we make it past 2 seconds, and all the changes they had done last minute, we were fixing to get down, and it stuck, and it got down. So I couldn't be more proud of this team. And for Don Schumacher Racing, for Pennzoil, Mopar, Sparkling Ice, and of course Papa John's is in the house today, so it's cool to do that in front of them.
When you heard how fast Robert went, did that kind of set the table for you? Thought maybe...
Well, I made sure that I borderline watched that pass because, you know, it's conditions for maybe the first 340 mile an hour. And when he went that 79, I'm like, okay, I mean, I got in the car and I strapped down extra tight, made sure that Steve and I, it was so cool. We had this flicker off session of staging, you know, to both be as shallow as possible. We both were because, yeah, that's what's cool about the Friday nights. When the funny cars put it down, you know, it lets us dragsters know that it's there.
And I was just wondering, during the sitting there during the rain delay, knowing that your crew knows what's going on with the weather and what the forecast is going to be, just was your feeling that there was going to be a lost opportunity here because you might not get back out to do it, or did you kind of know what the way the weather was going that you were going to get a shot to get out and do it?
We had faith in all of our random weather apps that we were looking at up there. We saw a huge chunk of open sky, and that was enough to not even turn the car around. We waited it out inside the staging lanes and just had a good old bonding time with Papa John and his wife Annette, and we even had Jimmy Johns out here, so we were freaky fast out there and kind of like delivering the fastest pizza if I had pizza. But the weather, this is Minnesota, and we had confidence that it would break through, and so did we. So I'm just couldn't be more proud for my guys, for them to feel that sense of accomplishment for all their hard work. It's incredible to feel for them.
Great. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Best